sermon for this evening ay pinagkatap po na contra Christus. Contra Christus. Or count against or in opposition of Christ. Now, naalala nyo yung mensahe natin last week ng umaga na ang Panginoong Jesus ay nagpabiling ng imbalido na tao. Diba? He was by the temple, the tawag niya dyan, yung parang by the way of the sheep, yung pool doon, na yung angel daw, ay may gumagaba ng angel, at tawag niya, kung sino maunang tumalun sa tubig, siya gagaling. Diba? And so, the Lord Jesus Christ healed this man who has suffered for 30 years. To matagal na may sakit. Diba yan yung ano? And so, we studied that part of the scripture where we saw that God, the Lord Jesus Christ, saw a need and provided the answer to that need. He brought the healing, and then he hid himself away. He did it anonymously. He doesn't want to be promoted. He doesn't want to be recognized, diba? And now here in our text, we saw the Lord Jesus finding him that was healed, and he said he gave him a warning that sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. So that's a warning. This man who was healed by Jesus, he had received a miracle from the Lord, but he was warned not to sin no more. He was warned to sin no more. Sorry, double negative, that means positive. He was warned to sin no more. So we can deduce from that this man sin, this man suffered the 30 years because of his sin. For 38 years he sinned. He endured, he suffered the penalty of his sin. Now, this man being fooled, he did not know who healed him. But when Jesus warned him, he knew who healed him. And he went to the Jews and said, it was Jesus, the preacher from Galilee. He was the one who healed me. So, kita po natin na nang malaman ng mga Jews that it was Jesus who healed him, they were angry. They made a counter against Jesus. They persecuted Jesus. They sought to slay him. Why? Yun yung makikita natin dito. Sabi ng these things, because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. So, the Jewish leaders were wrong because of what Jesus had done during the Sabbath. to do it by the temple. Sa may templo ko pa gumawa ng pagsaway. This is unacceptable. In this portion of the scripture, we are being taught by Apostle John how to notice or what to look for to identify those that oppose our Lord Jesus Christ. So we will learn here what are the noticeable traits of those people that opposes our Lord. Meron silang pag-ugali. Makikita natin yun sa kanilang gawi, sa kanilang pananalita. At ito yung pinapakita ni Pablo John sa atin sa kanyang sulat. These are the people that opposes Christ. Contra Christus. As I said. So, sino ba ang mga tao na in opposition o lumalaban sa Panginoon? Sino yung mga tao ito? Number one, these are those who hold firmly to their man-made tradition. Ang mga taong nakayakap ng gusto, nakakalugado, seriado, sarado sa tradisyon na gawa ng tao. Look at John chapter 5 verse 15. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. They perceived Jesus as a lawbreaker. The Jewish leaders told the other people around he is a lawbreaker. Isip nila at isinasi nila sa mga tao, yung sundin niya tao niyan dahil siya ay sumusuway sa batas. Hindi niya sinusunod ang mga aral na ibinaba sa atin ni Moses. He is breaking the law. Tignan niyo, ang sabi sa atin ng Panginoon, we are to rest because God rested on the seventh day. Napaka-biblical, di ba? God rested on the seventh day. Di ba? Genesis chapter 1. But ang mga taong ito ginagamit, bagamat they are using the scripture, they are promoting not God, but their own tradition. Oh, God rested on the seventh day. Hindi ka dapat gumawa. Hindi ka dapat magtrabaho. Why did He heal? Jesus healed on the Sabbath day. Trabaho yun. That's work. He is not supposed to work on the Sabbath. And then, hindi lang siya lawbreaker, kundi he is encouraging people to break the law with him. Because he commanded this impotent man to pick up and rise up your bed and go home. He's promoting his obedience. Yan ang isip ng mga Jewish leader against the Lord Jesus Christ. But ang ating mong Panginoon ay pumunta dito para sirain ang batas? Ano sabi niya sa Matthew chapter 5, verse 17 to 18? Think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. That is the law and the prophets. That is the whole Old Testament. The whole Old Testament. The Jewish called it Tanakh. The law and the prophets. Sinabi nila to the law and the prophets, meaning that the scripture of the Jews, the Old Testament. Sabi niya, I have not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall not in no wise pass from the law, it all be fulfilled. Kasi gusto niya, isang pudlik, isang pundok, jot and tittle. So, sa Jewish writing po kasi, it has meaning, it has, may ibig na sabihin yun. May nawalang isang pudlit na gano'n. It can change the word, the meaning. Kasi sa atin, ngayon, di natin siya masyadong ma-picture kasi yung sulat natin ay, sa atin ay yung Tagalog natin. Alisin mo nga yung isang salita. Isang letra, minsan naiintindihan pa rin natin eh. Diba? So, alisan mo yung, ano ba, P, tapos alisin mo yung, nabasa mo lang, P-R-A-N-G. Pag nabasa mo yun, parang. Diba? Hindi mo sa yung parang. Hindi, alam mo natin sa isip mo eh. Pero sa Jewish letters, yung isang public na gano'n can spell a big difference sa Old Testament. Kasi sulat sa Hebrew, may portion ng scripture na parang sinabi nag-hari when he was 4 years old. Pero hindi malaman. Sa ibang text, hindi siya 4, kundi 40 years old. Ano talaga? Because, yung manuscript, may nawala ay o may nadagdag na napudlit. So, ang laking diferensya. And here, I'm not pointing that, my point here is that napahalaga na pudlit at napudlok sa Jewish letters, sa Jewish words. Kaya sinabi ng Panginoon dito, walang isa man na pudlit na naisulat o tuldok na naisulat na hindi tutuparin. Kasi sa aming Bible reading sa Tita, sa aming church, we are in Exodus. Sa part na Exodus, chapter 12. Tama ba? Sa chapter 12. It was chapter... Exodus chapter 12, yes. It was about the Passover. At kasunod dyan sa chapter 12 na sabi, paraphrase ko na lang sa Tagalog, pagkakainin niyo yung Passover, hindi niyo yun, hindi kayo dapat lalabas ng bahay o lilipat kayo ng kapitbahay, hindi pwede. Dapat dyan ka lang sa loob at sabi niya, huwag mong babalihin ang buto ng Passover lamb na inyong kinakain. So, huwag babalihin ang buto. Panahon nila Moses, ano yun? Simple lang yun. Walang babalihin ang buto. Pero, fast forward sa panahon ni Jesus Christ. Di ba? They realized the fulfillment of that Passover lamb. When Jesus Christ was hanging on the cross. And it was about, he was about to be taken down. And the practice there, nung panahon na yun, iba, kailangan siguraduhin patay. At para masigurong patay, babalihin yung kanilang tuhod para mahirapan huminga at mamatay na ng tuluyan. Pero pagdating kay Kristo, hindi nila na binali yung pati yung tuhod ni Kristo dahil patay na siya agad. Nung tingnan, nung pakunin sa Kristo, patay na, nakalimay na ng bulo, patay na. Hindi na bali ang kanyang buto. Fulfilling the very word of the Lord na ang buto ng Passover lamb ay huwag babali, huwag babalikin. Jesus, even in his death, he followed what was written on him. Di ba sabi niya, sa scriptures may pag-asa kayo. Yan ay ang scripture ako tinutukoy niya. They speak of me. Go search the scriptures, sabi niya, di ba? And so, Jesus said, I came to fulfill the law. Sabi niya, you are mistaken in your tradition. Because the Jewish people, they made their manly traditions, like yung law pertaining sa offering sa temple. There is a practice among the Jews that you give honor to your parents. So, ang mga Hudyo, they have a gift, the offering prepared for their parents. Pero, sabi din ng mga Jewish leaders, so sige, kung magbibigay ka naman sa templo, para sa templo ang ibibigay mo. Okay na yun. Quits na. Huwag mo na, yung binigay mo sa templo, okay na yun. Consider na yun. Huwag mo na, kung hindi mo ginawa itong pagbibigay sa iyong mga magulang, okay lang. Nagbigay ka na naman sa templo. So, you did not commit any sin. Sabi ng Panginoon, your manly traditions are annulling the word of God itself. Sabi ng Panginoon, honor thy father and thy mother. Pero dahil sa ginawa ng tradition na okay na kasi yung pera binigay ko sa templo Kaya okay na. Absuelto na ako. No. These people, they are preaching, they are teaching to the people their man-made traditions. At dahil sa pagyakap nila sa man-made tradition nila, they are now opposing Christ. At sinagot sila ng Panginoon, sabi nila, kasi nga sabi nila, hindi dapat magtrabaho dahil sa Sabat. And what did Jesus answer these people in verse 17? Jesus answered them, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Pinapakita ni Jesus sa kanila, nagtatrabaho ang matay ko. He did not stop. He doesn't need to stop. Kasi sabi ng mga Hudyo, God rested in the seventh day. Diba? Now, who's twisting the scripture? Is it Jesus or the Jews? Because God said, Jesus said, my Father worketh hitherto. My Father continues to work. Yan ang ibig sabihin ni Jesus niya. No, God rested on the seventh day. Napagod ba ang Diyos? Tumigil ba ang Diyos? Imagine that thought na tumigil ang Diyos sa kanyang paggawa. Imagine that thought. Kung hindi gumawa ang Diyos, paano na? We will all die. We will all die kung tumigil ang Diyos. Surely, these people, that these Jewish leaders are using the scripture when they said, you are not supposed to work at during Sabbath. Alam nyo, ang mga tradisyon nila, they have this one tradition, nasa scripture sabi niya yung a Sabbath day journey. Do you understand what a Sabbath day journey is? A Sabbath day journey is, yun yung layo na pwede mong laharin. Or it's that is how far you can travel during Sabbath. Kasi ka, bawal ka magtrabaho. Oh, bago to. Remember Jesus, sinasala sila ni Jesus sa ganito paraan? Ano? Bawal magtrabaho? Bawal kang mag-exert ng lakas? Kasi di ba, pinaganitan nga nila yung tao na binuhat yung kanyang pe. So, sabi ni Jesus sa kanila sa isang bagay ng scripture. Sino sa inyo ang may alagang tupa na nahulog yung tupa ito dito sa kanal o sa bangin? Nahulog, fell into a ditch and it's Sabbath day. When you leave that sheep there, iiwanan mo ba? At babalikan mo na lang after Sabbath? Ganun ba? Diba? Ano yung intention ni Jesus? Hindi. Yung alaga mo, pagka nahulog sa kanal, kahit Sabbath yun, kukunin mo yun, you will exert effort, bubuhatin mo yun, hahanguin mo yun doon, trabaho yun. And that is that unlawful? No. Because you're saving your sheep. And you see, Jesus is saving an impotent man. He's trying to save a soul by healing him. So, kaya nga sabi niya, nagtatrabaho ako kay tatay, hindi tumitigil sa pagtatrabaho ng aking tatay. My father worked here too. My father worked here too. Patuloy siya nagtatrabaho. But, yan yung natahan ko, ang Diyos ba may limitasyon? Kanyang kakayahan? He is perfect. Part of his perfection is that he never gets tired. Di ba sabi niya ni Jesus? Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. Dahil alam ng Diyos ang tao, may kahinaan, may weakness, may magkapapalo tayo. Kailangan natin na magpahinga. Kaya ang Diyos itinakda o ginawa ang Sabbath. Hindi ginawa ang tao para i-celebrate nila ang Sabbath. Na magpahinga sila. No. Sa other way, ha? Dahil kailangan ng tao ng pahinga. Kaya ang Sabbath ay ginawa ng Diyos.
Ano
ba
ang araw ng Sabbath?
Sabbath mo? The better word is
seventh day.
Ano? Ang counting yan is the first day sa atin. Kasi we count it sa atin ngayon. So we count Monday, first day, second. Ganyan. The seventh para sa atin is Sunday. Pero noon, ang counting noon is first day is Sunday. Sabbath is Saturday. Pero hindi yan ang significant niya. Ang significant is yung idea na nagpapahinga ka. Pero bakit ka nagpapahinga? Para mag-celebrate noon? Hindi. Kaya naglagay ang Diyos ng celebration yun para makapagpahinga ka. Yan ang punto. But because of the man-made tradition, they are now in opposition against God, against the Lord. Mas gusto nilang sundin yung kanilang sariling tradisyon kaysa sa tanggapin ang ginagawa ni Kristo na binago ang katotohanan ng kanyang pinapahayag. And we will see that later. Because he said, my father worked here too, and I work. And so, the second Second point, yung tao na they are opposing Christ, hindi lang sila yumayakap sa kanilang man-made tradition, they deny the claim of Jesus as the Son of God. Hindi nila kinikilala si Jesus bilang anak ng Diyos. They were angry. They were infuriated. Galing na galing sila when they said, sabi sa verse 17, my father worketh. Wait, why are you calling God my father? They could not accept it. Hindi nila matanggap. Diba? Balikan natin yung John 3:16. Hindi nila matanggap ito. Na ano? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hindi nila matanggap yan. Kilala kita eh. Anak-anak kapitel. Taga-Nazaret. Anong sanggad ka? Hindi namin tatanggapin yan. Ang sabi ng Panginoon, verse 7, for God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Hindi nila matanggap yan. Wait, we have our religious practices. We have to follow the law. We have to do the traditions para makaabot tayo sa Diyos. But Jesus is saying, no. It is through me that you can be saved. Sabi niya, verse 18, he that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the common condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. They deny the claim of Jesus as the Son of God. Hindi nila matanggap yan. At hindi nila tatanggapin ever na siya ay anak ng Diyos. Lahat ng mga tao na hindi naniniwala kay Kristo bilang Diyos, I condemn, sabi sa Scripture. All that opposes Jesus Christ will not accept the sonship of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hindi na natanggapin niya. At pangatlo, they will deny the deity of Christ. They will deny that Jesus is God. Basically denying the Trinity. Natin as Christian, we accept and we proudly declare God has revealed Himself to us as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When Jesus said, my Father worked, and I worked. Sabi sa 18, therefore the Jews sought to mourn to kill Him because He had not only broken the Sabbath, hindi lang siya lawbreaker, but said also that God was His Father, making Himself equal with God. He's making Himself equal with God. And they could not accept it. Here, Jesus is plainly speaking to the Jews that the God who created everything is His Father, that He is the Son of God, therefore He Himself is God. He is God, one with the Father and one with the Holy Spirit. It was clear, it was plain as the morning sun. But they could not accept it. Hindi nila matanggap. To them, Jesus was making Himself equal with God. Gawa-gawa mo lang yan. And therefore, the reaction says it all. They wanted to kill Jesus. all the more. Ano sabi sa binasa natin? Sa John chapter 19, because their deeds were evil. Those that oppose Jesus Christ will go to great lengths, even to desire the death of those that believe the Lord Jesus Christ. Their deeds were evil. Dahil sa hindi nila matanggap si Kristo bilang Diyos dito sa ating bansa, di ba? May religion na diyan nag-ahari. At there are a lot of telltale stories na pinapatay nila yung kanilang mga nakadibate. Diba? Bakit? Kasi ayaw nilang tanggapin na si Kristo ay Diyos. And these are the signs. These are all signs. Mula noon hanggang ngayon. Apostle John is teaching us in this part of the scripture for us to be aware sino ang hindi mananampalataya, sino ang in opposition sa Panginoon. Ito ang makikita natin in general, sa pangkalahatan, they will not recognize Him as God. They will not recognize Him as the Son of God. And they will firmly embrace their manly traditions. And they will ignore the scripture. They will ignore what the Bible has declared. Remember, our God is a God who reveals Himself to us. If God did not reveal Himself to us, we will not know anything. And He revealed it through His Son, Jesus Christ, who came down among us. He lived with us and He died on the cross for our sin. And he did not stop there. He died for our sin, yet He rose from the dead. He rose from the grave, and He is now in the right hand of God in glory, praying for each and everyone that fear His name. So, our message for this afternoon is for us to recognize who are in opposition against our Lord and who are we to separate ourselves from. Huwag tayong makikibahagi sa kanila. Kasi, kung makikibahagi tayo sa kanila, sabi sa isang sulat ng scripture, kahit na imitahan mo sa loob ng bahayan, well, you are not, you should not, sabi niya, sabi sa 1 John, that you are not. Dahil if we do that, parang sinasama mo ang sarili mo sa kanila. In Revelation, sabi niya, lumayo ka sa kanila, lumabas kayo, get out. Ako, pasalamat ako. inalaya ako ng Panginoon from our tradition, our titulo ng akin, pinanganak akong ganito, di ba? Inalaya tayo sa Panginoon. Salamat tayo sa Panginoon. And seeing this truth in our midst, we should be thankful. Ang ating Panginoon ay tapat. Hindi niya tayo hahayaan na mananatili lang nakakapakapa sa dilim. Diba? Pinaya niya ang lahat ng ito para tayo ay mahanda. We can be prepared. We can identify who's God's and who's against God. Para hindi tayo nagmumukhang ignorante sa katotohanan. Salamat tayo sa Panginoon for declaring to us this letter. Let's bow our heads and let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for these words that you shared to us today. Thank you for revealing to us the attitudes, the traits, the characteristics of those people that oppose you, those that do not recognize Jesus. Thank you for this truth, Lord, and let me pray that you will guide us, Lord, give us the wisdom to use this truth and somehow reach out to them and to share with them, Lord, your truth. Give us the patience, Lord. Give us the strength to endure these people. Yes, they oppose you, Lord, but we recognize that they also need to hear your truth, to hear your word. We still need to hear the good news. I pray, Lord, use us as a channel of your grace. Use us, Lord, that they may hear your gospel. You are willing, Lord, change their hearts that they will not stay in that state, that they will not keep on opposing you. Rather, they will embrace the truth that you have revealed. They will recognize Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and they will recognize Jesus as God. I pray you will move their hearts. Use us for your glory. This is our prayer in Christ, most precious. Amen. Magandang hapon po sa inyo lahat.